The following is a presentation of Regional Radio Sports. Whether it's AM 800 KREI, AM 1400 KJEP, J98 The Boot, MIMOinfo.com, or at MIMOinfo Sports on Twitter. Regional Radio is your most comprehensive source for all area sports.
Welcome out to Imperial Windsor High School Alter Field. Matt Greenwood with you for the Class 3 District 2 softball tournament. It is the first round, a.k.a. quarterfinals, a.k.a. the beginning of the journey to state. Got two games for you this afternoon and evening. We'll begin with the 4 and 5 matchup. That is Lutheran South, the 4, against Festus, the 5. Lutheran South led by Linda McQueen and Festus led by Jeff Montgomery. The Lancers coming in at 11-13 this year, Festus at 12-16. This will be the battle of the Lancers and the Tigers. Looking forward to some great softball action for you this afternoon and evening. Of course, it's going to drop into the mid-30s by midnight, so we're probably going to be dealing with low 40s for temps by the time first pitch of Game 2 occurs. Game 2, by the way, is the 3 versus the 6. St. Louis Notre Dame, the 3, taking on the 6-seed DeSoto Dragons, of course. That game will be happening within about half an hour after the conclusion of Game 1. So we're looking forward to a doubleheader here for the Class 3 District 2 softball tournament right here on KJFF. Looking forward to what should be a couple of tight matches and some fun softball for you this afternoon and evening. Once again, all the action happening at Windsor High School in Imperial on the all-turf field as players finish their final warm-ups for this one. We will go ahead and send it into a little break here. When we come back, we're going to hear from Festus head coach Jeff Montgomery. This is the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Ludington. Fleegs Equipment for all of your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs. Let their family serve your family. Highway 32 in St. Genevieve and on the out of service road at the Ludington exit. Go online anytime you want. That's at fleegs.com. So again, it's the Fleegs Equipment pregame show, and we'll step aside here. And when we come back in 3 minutes, we're going to hear from Jeff Montgomery, head coach of the Festus Tigers. Give it a month, give it a hook, give it a break.
Give it a hunt, give it a strut, give it a stacks. Give it a break. It's time for a keyword in our Boot Loop Cash giveaway. Your chance to win $1,000 each weekday through November 9th by entering a keyword at MIMOinfo.com. This keyword brought to you by Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, home of the No Bull Deal. The keyword is laughter. Enter it now at MIMOinfo.com for your chance to win $1,000 from Regional Radio. Once again, the keyword is laughter.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's sounds so good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. You and a friend can start with two side salads or an appetizer to share, then choose any two full-size entrees from the 2-for-20 dinner lunch menu. Or pick two items to create your own combo meal from the classic or signature lunch combo menu. Soups, salads, chicken fajita roll-up, clubhouse grill, or chicken tenders. There's so much to choose from, and it's all under $10. Dine in or call it in. Applebee's on Cars Boulevard in Farmington.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Take advantage of our everyday low prices, where prices are always 50% off MSRP. From home decor to living rooms, bedrooms, dining room sets, stop by and check out our inventory and already low prices.
We have 4 different types of financing available.
And remember, the military always receive a discount at Patsy's Furniture.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's. Patsy's Furniture in
Park Hills. Josh Harris is the owner of Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. For on the road, off the road, or on the water fun, it's got to be Midwest Sports Center. We might as well add great financing too, right, Josh?
That's right. It's not just about the great products that we carry or the great prices we can get you on the product, but it's also how much money I can save you on financing. I've been doing this a long time, and I can tell you, Mark, we've got financing as low as 0% on select off-road models. Stop in and see us right next to Redfield Collision Center, Farmington.
Everybody's going home, pool, and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
This is Dr. Karen Melton at Hearing Care Partners. We hope you don't miss a single thing this sports season. Stop by for a free hearing screening so you'll hear every play and the person sitting right next to you. One of the best parts of the game is chatting with old friends and making new ones. We wish all our local players a safe and healthy sports season. It's Hearing Care Partners. Find us online at hearingcarepartners.com.
Matt Greenwood back with you on the Fleas Equipment pregame show. Class 3 District 2 softball tournament at Windsor High School tonight on KHF tomorrow as well. Our first matchup of two this afternoon and evening is Festus versus Lutheran South. It is the 5 versus the 4. I'm joined by Tigers head coach in the 5th seed, Jeff Montgomery, with us. And coach, as you and I were talking about before this interview, first real cold weather game for you guys and for anyone really playing softball this late in the season. But talk about how you think that could affect pitching, because I know pitching is usually what gets affected the most.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this time of year, districts is usually cool weather, and we're used to that. You know, we're trying to get our pitcher warmed a little bit sooner here. So getting her up and getting her moving, talking about Morgan Green, that is. And you know, I don't know how much of an impact it'll have on the game, but you're right. We have turned to some cooler weather, and that's kind of the way it's probably going to be here on out.
Coach, I really like your offense going into this game. How do you feel at this point in the season with so many games under your belt? How do you feel they are going into this one against the Lutheran South team that has some pretty decent pitching?
Yeah, you know, we kind of stumbled a little bit last week or so offensively. We had a good run there for a while, just driving in runs and pretty deep order. So we tried to work on some things last week with our approach at the plate, and hopefully we can utilize that. Hopefully we can model that a little bit today and have some better at-bats.
Every team has something that they want to work on and improve, and have worked on improving throughout the season to get to this point and put themselves in a spot to win a district championship. You guys are amongst teams that you're familiar with in Hillsborough and DeSoto, and Windsor and the likes. What have sort of those teams taught you about your team as they get ready for this type of atmosphere, this type of tournament?
Well, those teams, you know, with the exception of Hillsborough, I think Hillsborough's really talented. You know, they have the best record, the one seed. They're just very deep. But I think DeSoto, Windsor, and us all swing the bat pretty well. You know, Windsor's pitching's been pretty impressive so far. I mean, I think all the games we've played have been competitive against the conference games, for the most part, the conference teams. So, you know, we got to take care of ourselves. Hopefully we'll play a good game today and get a win.
All right, Coach, thanks for the time.
Yes, sir.
Jeff Montgomery, head coach of the Festus Softball Tigers, joining us on the Fleas Equipment pregame show.
From mailboxing to packing, the UPS Store does every aim for small business, including printing. Because running your own business means you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. And our printing experts can help with professional business carding, menuing, postering, all the inks to get people, well, buzzing. The UPS Store. Every ink for small business. And, of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus. See us now at our new location at 650 North Creek Drive next to Tiger Express Car Wash.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center, your local home of the No Bull Deal. The word local, you've heard the phrase shop local, buy local, but do you really think exactly what that means? When you shop here at Lucas Smith, you put your trust in the hands of all of my employees who also eat, play, work, live, and shop local. Jefferson County is their home too. Why drive for miles when you can buy what's right here in your backyard? All we ask at Lucas Smith Chrysler is to give us the chance to earn your business. Please shop local, and remember, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus.
Hi, it's Hannah. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, when you buy an LS tractor, you aren't getting the knockoff. You are getting to buy direct. Direct from the major brand maker, not the middleman. That's exactly why LS puts more standard features on the LS tractors and why you get the longer, better warranty with the best price. The best price because you won't be paying the middleman and you won't be paying those franchise fees. LS Tractor does offer the best warranty, and buyer after buyer knows that to be true. When you buy an LS tractor from Kohl's Tractor, you are buying direct, because we buy direct. You aren't buying the knockoff that others claim. You are cutting out the middleman, plain and simple. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with LS Tractors and Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
See Cole's Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32, or give them a call at 573-756-4353. That's 573-756-4353. And don't forget to check them out on Facebook.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at Newera Bank, and our new app offers SecureSwipe. SecureSwipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
When it comes to choosing a pharmacy that can give you exceptional customer service and the best prices, you need to visit Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. Bigger stores don't always mean bigger savings. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is a preferred provider for many insurance plans, including TRICARE and SilverScript, and our employees work hard at making sure you receive the best prices possible. It's time to step out of the line and come see us in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington. Parkland Health Mart is your first choice for excellent customer care.
For 57 years, the staff at Farmington Presbyterian Manor have dedicated ourselves to providing our community the best independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, and short-term rehab. We are proud to be part of the Parkland community and provide the quality health care you deserve. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to find out more about Farmington Presbyterian Manor.
Champions are made here. On our courts, on our fields, and in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
Welcome back to Imperial Missouri Windsor High School. I'm Matt Greenwood. This is KJF. It is Class 3 District 2 softball action for you. Tournament action. This is the first game of many to come, hopefully for a lot of the teams that are getting things started with the district tournaments today. As we have Festus and Lutheran South, Abby Rickerman is the first batter up for the Festus Tigers, and she pops one up left side and foul over by the entryway to this beautiful all-turf field at Windsor High School. There's a ride out to left field as the wind blowing that one in the direction of the left fielder for Lutheran South, and Abby Rickerman is retired on the fly out to left. Making the catch there was number 7, Sammy Wintage. So one up, one down for the Festus Tigers in the top of the first inning. They're coming off a 12-16 regular season. Low and away. Missing with the pitch is Aaron Atchison. Aaron Atchison is a lefty, so a little different look for the Festus Tigers. I'm sure they've come across a few this season. Aaron Atchison will throw one into the turf dirt, as we'll call it, and that one scoots away. We got ourselves a 2-0 count to Blair Bomber. It's a lefty on righty battle. Third baseman creeping in for Lutheran South. First baseman likewise. There's a grounder to short, though. Big, tall shortstop for Lutheran South makes a good play as Stone throws out Bomber to retire Bomber. So two up, two down for the Festus Tiger offense. Once again facing Aaron Atchison, a girl that has a 2.80 earned run average, 16 complete games for Lutheran South this year, so we know she can go the distance. Drops in a changeup on the outside corner to the left-handed hitting Morgan Green. Green's going to try to get a two-out rally going. Of course, Green in the circle today for the Tigers. She will roll on one up the first baseline. No balls and two strikes to Morgan Green as Aaron Atchison looking for a clean top of the first. The lefty delivers. Swing and a miss. Green out in front of a changeup, and that inning lasted about 90 seconds. As Festus goes down in order, we head to the bottom of the first. We'll introduce to you the Lutheran South Lancers lineup when we come back in 1 minute on AM 1400 KJF.
Help your child feel confident in the water by enrolling them in swim lessons at the Jefferson County YMCA. Swim lessons foster a sense of safety in the water and achievement as swimmers progress. The results are more confident swimmers who stick with lessons and develop a love for swimming that can last a lifetime. Swim lessons are available for ages 6 months and up. Fall 2 lessons begin the week of October 28th. Contact 636-931-9622 for details or to register.
Good call on McDonald's for lunch.
Yeah, let's eat.
Okay, we have the, oh yeah, for me.
Can you hand me my,
Yep, and here are a couple of Root Wits to share.
I love my woohoo!
Oh, sounds like Stacy went to McDonald's too.
Celebrate the Cardinals with a Big Mac for $1 when you buy one at regular price. Limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Valid for product of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
What was that noise? What's she out there doing? Flying around on her broom again. Clarissa, what are you doing on that new Hustler mower?
Easy, Mower Mouse. I'm taking it for a spin. Mowing the grass. Hello. It may be October, but mowing season isn't over. There's still plenty of grass to cut down, maintain, and...
And here, I thought you were out here flying around on your broom again. Turns out, you're just mowing and blowing out the competition.
That's right, Jason. Everybody deserves the fast-moving flight a Hustler mower provides and the low price we can offer here at Fliggs. That will blow out all the competition.
See us today at Fliggs Equipment in St. Genevieve on Highway 32 and on their Outer Service Road in Lettington, just off Highway 67. Online 24/7 at Fliggs.com.
Fliggs Equipment. Let our family serve your family.
Matt Greenwell back with you on AM 1400 KJF Class 3 District 2. Opening round, Festus Lutheran South. Morgan Green, the lefty for the Tigers. Starts off the left-handed hitting Chloe Akerson with a fastball letter high for strike one. Scoreless baseball, of course, as we go into the bottom of the first. Lutheran South getting their first look at Morgan Green. There's a changeup left out over the plate that is lifted left side and curling away from the Lutheran South dugout, foul. So no balls and two strikes quickly to Chloe Akerson, number 13 for the Lutheran South Lancers. Her batting average this season at .377, very respectable. Inside pitch is hit slowly towards second base. Easy play on the fourth hop by the second baseman, Hunter Ellsworth, as she goes to first to retire Akerson. That's going to bring up number three, Michaela Nichols. Michaela Nichols finds herself playing center field defense today. Lefty on righty matchup. Corner infield creeps in. First baseman slightly a little further back than the third baseman. There's a changeup. That tails low and outside to the right-handed hitting Michaela Nichols. One ball, no strikes. Nichols, a .400 batting average. 16 runs scored, good for fourth on the team. Cuts through an off-speed pitch from the lefty, Green, and the count goes to 1-1. Beautiful-looking Windsor scoreboard out beyond right field, situated to the right of the word Owls, painted across the baseball fence. There's an inside strike on a fastball. Maybe a little too far inside for Michaela Nichols as she glares back at the umpire. One ball, two strikes. Green checking the wristband. Spinning the ball on her fingertips and comes home. And misses low and wide. 2-2. We'll set the Festus defense for you, at least the infield here after this pitch from Morgan Green. Green looking to match Aaron Atchison's 1-2-3 inning. And she misses low and wide. Their full count. So at third base for Festus, it's Paige Perry. At short, Abby Rickerman. At second, Hunter Ellsworth. First base, Probst, Bailey Probst. And the catcher is McKenna Templeton. 3-2 from Green. And right off the end of the bat, Nichols fights off a low and away changeup, so it's still 3-2. In the outfield from left to right for the Tiger D, you have Blair Bomber. In center field, Tristan Folk. And in right field, Anna Armin. Armin, a freshman who made some athletic plays about a month ago against DeSoto, as there's a 3-2 offering foul to the right side. So Nichols has fought off two pitches close to the zone, and she'll get a third 3-2 pitch. Green once again glancing at the wristband, ready to fire home, and she does, and she fires high. It'll kick off the fence, and that's ball four. Michaela Nichols able to work an eight-pitch walk. She becomes the first base runner of the ball game. But yeah, Anna Armin, she sticks out in my mind because, like I said, about a month ago, she made some really athletic plays in right field to preserve a Festus victory against the DeSoto Dragons, who we'll see here this evening. Batter, by the way, is Amelia Stone, first pitch to her, low and wide. And so Green has fallen behind the third hitter in the Lutheran South order. It's a 1-0 count. Next pitch is an off-speed pitch, just catches the outside edge. It was about knee-high. Amelia Stone is the shortstop for the Lancers. She has got some size to her. She's pretty tall as well. Surprisingly, though, no home runs on the year for her. There's a ball called on a changeup low and wide. McKenna Templeton's return throw to Green gets away, but Abby Rickerman, shortstop, heads up, able to scoop it up and prevent that runner from advancing a base. At first, it's Nichols. At the plate, it's Stone. And Stone takes an outside called strike, a little delayed strike there by the home plate ump. 2-2 count to Amelia Stone. 487 batting average this season for the Lancers. Slight movement on her upper side. And she lines it right to first base, and snagging it in front of her chin is Bailey Probst for out number two. Boy, Stone hit that one pretty good. It was right to the first baseman, Probst, though. Probst looked to double off the runner at first, but she had only leaked an inch off the base. So two down for Lutheran South in the bottom of the first. We are scoreless. Here's Emma Heskett. First pitch, Green, right, down Broadway, strike one. The Lancers, as I mentioned earlier, 11-13 coming into this matchup, playing a lot of St. Louis schools, so the record not indicative of the talent you see based on the stats we're looking at. Next pitch, swing and a miss on a changeup below, and Heskett is down in the count. So Morgan Green, one strike away from getting out of this first inning unscathed. On deck is Hannah Kramer. It's a lefty-on-righty matchup here. Green ready to fire from the first base side. Slow roller to short. Rickerman charges, fields it, fires on the run, and she's got her. Probst on the stretch, able to secure out number three for the Festus Tigers as the defense proves pretty strong early on for Festus. One runner left on after a one-out walk for Michaela Nichols. We head to the top of the second. Festus 0, Lutheran South 0 in the Class 3 District 2 first round on KJF.
Gateway Motors in Fredericktown, Missouri invites you to come on down and let us help you find your next vehicle. Purchasing a car, SUV, or truck can be an overwhelming experience. The Gateway crew will help you find the right vehicle for your personal or family needs. We offer 24-month or less, no-interest loans for qualified buyers. Come on down to 509 Lincoln Drive and let us help you find a reliable vehicle that fits your wallet.
Are you ready to give your dreams a new address? Whether you're looking to buy or build, the First State Community Bank lending team can help you get there. We'll connect you with the right loan, the right lender, and when all is said and done, the right home for you. Get in touch with your local FSCB lender at fscb.com/welcomehome or see us in Farmington, Park Hills, Bonterre, Deloge, or Terre de Lac to get started on your journey to homeownership. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 412605.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJF, starting the top of the second inning. It is McKenna Templeton at the plate ahead, or behind in the count, rather, 0-1 as she shoots one on a line foul down the left field side. It's no balls and two strikes to McKenna Templeton as Aaron Atchison in the circle for her second inning of work. We are scoreless in the first round of the Class 3 District 2 tournament, and we are situated here at Windsor High School up in a very beautiful and well-designed press box. It is completely open on all sides. No doors in between as the ball gets away from Atchison. And so she misses very wide in the circle. It's one ball and two strikes. Got granite counters, a brick wall towards the in the back and towards the front. Here's a pop-up deep behind second base and reaching back. Amelia Stone on the run makes the grab over the shoulder. And that was almost a single for Templeton, but no robbery there from Amelia Stone. And it's one up, one down for the Tigers in the top of the second. Batter now is Hunter Ellsworth. Lefty on righty matchup here. Atchison starts her off with what looks to be a curveball. Of course, we're up here above the action instead of among the action as we typically are for softball, but that's because it's freezing cold out there. And it's so much better to be up here where the heater's on and the wind doesn't hit your face. And so we're all comfortable up here, right, guys?
It's nice.
Yeah, there we go. It's nice. It is very nice. All right, change up for a strike. It's 0-2 now. There's a pop-up on the 0-2 delivery. That will go behind us here in the press box. No loud bang, so I imagine it just cleared us. 0-2 still to Hunter Ellsworth. Third baseman just about in front of the bag, about a foot and a half off the line. And the 0-2 offering is lifted up right side and out of play. Hunter Ellsworth, the fifth batter in Jeff Montgomery's order. This year, she's got a 306 batting average, four home runs to her name. And good patience there at the plate. Let's an 0-2 changeup very wide go by. It's 1-2 now. Atchison working very quickly. Winds, fires, bounces one in the other box. And it's 2-2. First of two in this opening round of the Class 3 District 2 softball tournament on KJFF. I am Matt Greenwood, Haley Gross, and Corey Johnson back in the KJF studio with you. Atchison wants a new softball after bouncing the previous one in the other batter's box. So it's 2-2 now to the right-handed hitting Ellsworth. Ellsworth, slight wave of the bat in the box, rested on her shoulders now as the pitch comes home, and she'll line one past Amelia Stone and into the gap left center. Diving effort there by the center fielder is going to hold Ellsworth to a single. Good get over by Nichols out in center field for Lutheran South. And Festus has the first hit of the ball game, and it comes here in the top of the second with one out. That's going to bring up Bailey Probst. Probst playing first base today for the Tigers. Actually caught a line drive right about at her chin back in the first inning. Coach Montgomery's going to have a quick word with Bailey Probst. Sporting the number 8 today, and all season, for that matter. A little bit scrawny, but a line shot past the drawn-in third baseman on the first pitch of the at-bat, and there you go. The Tigers have two aboard. Festus, the visitor in this one, looking to get the jump on the Lancers. Runners at first and second, one out. Here comes Paige Perry. Paige Perry going with a jersey switch from number 45 to number 42. First pitch changeup from the lefty Atchison is low and wide. One ball, no strikes. Paige Perry, 17 runs driven in this season. Pitch comes to her, and it's low and wide once again. Two balls, no strikes to Paige Perry. He's got a .341 batting average, three home runs, 17 runs driven in. Another changeup low and outside. This time the catcher having to slide to her right to keep that one in front of her. And the count goes to 3-0 with Tristan Folk on deck. Perry could work a four-pitch walk, and no. A get-me-over strike, which just caught the corner. And it's 3-1. Perry digs back in. Next pitch, sharply hit towards second base. Backhand flip to second for one. Throw to first, gets away. Into foul territory. Coming around third is Ellsworth. She'll slide headfirst into home as the throw comes and gets away as well. And Tigers have a 1-0 lead. A force play to second. Lutheran South trying to get two on the grounder. And it does not work out as Ellsworth, who singled with one out, comes around to score. And it's 1-0 Tigers in the top of the second. So here comes Tristan Folk, lefty, and the lefty Atchison starts her off with a strike. So there you go. A bad throw by the shortstop, Amelia Stone, trying to be a little too greedy, and the Tigers get the lead. Running up in the box is Falk as a changeup misses at her feet. Two balls and one strike to Tristan Falk. Mackenzie McJunkins is on deck. Atchison stares into her catcher. The pitch, 2-1, lifted up left side towards the entryway. That'll bang off one of the light poles over there. A couple of fans just coming into the ballgame had to look up to the sky real quick. Make sure that big yellow thing didn't come down crashing on them. There's a pitch missing wide as the lefty Atchison. And the lefty Folk in a nice 3-2 battle with two outs and a runner at second. The pitch, pop up left side and off the screen. Festus 12-16 this year. 28 games they were able to get in this year because we actually had a very nice fall. Here's a dump shot into shallow left off the bat of Tristan Folk. Run number two will score for the Tigers. Folk will slide feet first into second base safely as she's able to drive in Paige Perry. And the Tigers pounce on the Lancers here on the top of the second. It's 2-0. First pitch to Mackenzie McJunkins. Lifted up shallow left. Backtracking Amelia Stone makes the catch on the run. And that is out number three. But how about that? The Tigers with a two spot in the top of the second inning thanks to a throwing error by the shortstop and an RBI single by Tristan Folk. We'll head to the bottom of the second. Lutheran South will send their 5, 6, and 7 hitters up to face Morgan Green when we return in 1 minute on KJF.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 5-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package, which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-851.
153-71. Matt Green will be back with you on AM 1400 KJFF Class 3 District 2 softball tournament opening round. Bottom of the second inning, Lutheran South finds themselves in a 2-0 hole after two runs pushed across by the Tigers in the top half. Here's Morgan Green to face Hannah Kramer. And starts her off, ball one. Anna Kramer sporting the number 33 for the Lutheran South Lancers, who wear this basically the same colors as the Tigers. Black and yellow, of course. There's a line shot down the right field side, foul. You know, those two colors led to a very famous song that I will refuse to sing because it's kind of a weird song, but anyway. For those that know the hip music, you'll know what I'm referencing. There's a 1-1 pitch that misses low and wide, and McKenna Templeton with a stretch for it couldn't get there, and as she retrieved the loose ball, grabbed at her side, so hopefully she's okay. She's a tough girl. It's 2-1 to Hannah Kramer. Lancers down 2-0. The pitch misses low and wide. 3-1. Morgan Green, although she did get out of the first inning, giving up a one-out walk, but did not give up any runs. Looks like her command has been just a little bit off today. 3-1, right down the middle. Speaking of command, that was a good one. And it was fouled off the screen right side. So 3-2 to Hannah Kramer. On deck is Sarah Sweeney. Green looking at her wristband on her right arm. spinning the ball in her fingertips on her left hand. Comes home and misses upstairs with a fastball. And Hannah Kramer works the leadoff walk. Second walk issued by Green in the second for this ball game. Second in as many innings. That's going to bring up Sarah Sweeney, number 14. 68 plate appearances this season. Batting just 190. And she'll have to lean back as Green comes in around the chin. One ball and no strikes. Sweeney spelled S-W-E-A-N-E-Y. No double E in the middle. 1-0 offering. Check swing pop up towards first. And Paige Perry, Probst can't reach it. And it lands just fair. And there's two aboard for the Lancers. A seeing eye single, as they say, for Sarah Sweeney. And even though the Lancers are down 2-0, they have a chance for a big inning here. Still nobody out. Here comes the left-handed swinging Aaron Atchison. Coach Linda McQueen in the third base box, if you will, shouting out instructions before the Morgan Green delivery. And it's low, over the plate, but low, and it's 1-0. Aaron Atchison, one of those pitchers that gets to hit for herself. 203 batting average this season with 12 runs driven in. Opportunity with a runner at second to cut into this deficit as Green bounces one. Good block by McKenna Templeton. That keeps the runners at first and second. Infield drawn in all the way around for the Tigers. Pitch at the back foot of Atchison. And it is 3-0. And you got to think if Green walks Atchison here, Coach Montgomery's going to come out and talk to her. Still nobody out. Green one pitch away from loading up the bases. Templeton's going to set up outside. The pitch is there, and it's perfectly placed on the outside edge. 3-1 as Green looks to fight back into the count. Morgan Green has been the number one pitcher in the circle this year for the Tigers. Pitch on the way. Slow roller towards second. Ellsworth has it. Goes a short way to first base for the sure out. Both runners advance to second and third, but there is one away. And here comes the number eight hitter, number 24, Kenzie Arnold. So 4-3 ground out. Atchison retired. Kenzie Arnold, the senior for the Lancers. Big moment here for Lutheran South as they trail 2-0 in the bottom of the second. Ball into the outfield, scores two and ties it. We'll see, though. Green misses outside with a heater. It's 1-0 to the right-handed swinging Arnold. Next pitch, rolling over it towards third base, and here comes a high throw to first. Safe is the call. She looked out. And Coach Montgomery might have an argument there. Then the throw home as the runner from third is able to score. And Lutheran South is on the board. Now the umpires are going to talk about it. I think they're going to get the correct call here. Probst appeared to come down with the high throw, make the tag on the runner before her foot hit the bag. And, yes, they get the correct call. So the two umpires talk about it. RBI still belongs to Kenzie Arnold. Yes, the run does count, but there's now two outs. So that works as a RBI ground out for Kenzie Arnold. Now here's the batter number nine, Lindsay Manis. Lefty on righty matchup here. Runner at second now for the Lancers. New score is 2-1 Festus. Ball misses up. It's 1-0. Lindsay Manis, a 200 batting average. Just one run driven in this year. Only 29 plate appearances. 1-0 offering from the lefty Green. And she throws it right past her. Swing and a miss by Manis. It's 1-1. Cloudy sky here in Imperial. It even looks cold outside. Here comes the 1-1. And strike on the outside edge, about hip high. One ball, two strikes. Green looking to get out of this one, only surrendering one run. Can she do it? Into the line she goes. It's upstairs and a take for Manis. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, one on for Lutheran South. Of course, they're playing at this all-turf field, which is designed as a baseball field, so, of course, the makeshift fence to give us our softball dimensions. As a swing and a miss on a riser from Morgan Green, down goes Manis. And Lutheran South, with runners at first and second and nobody out in this inning, able to push across just one run. They strand another. 2-1 after two in the first round of the Class 3 District 2 softball tournament on KJF.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Accessible healthcare is having offices close to home with services like dental care, primary care, and behavioral health services. Affordable healthcare is having someone to help you with Medicaid and Medicare applications and offering an income-based sliding fee scale. At Comtree, we want our community to know they can be healthier and happier. We invite you to join the Comtree family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment. Welcome to our family tree.
Two-one score. Festus has the lead over Lutheran South. Top of the third inning. Matt Greenwood with you. Abby Rickerman in the box. Little run up to the top of it as the pitch comes from Aaron Atchison. The lefty finds the strike zone. 0-1 count to Rickerman. 0-for-1 on the day. Lifts one high into the sky, coming forward. The center fielder battling a little bit of a wind. Stops on the dime. Reaches up and makes the grab. As Nichols out in center field, playing a pretty good defense there. One up, one down as Abby Rickerman retired for the second time today. It's going to bring up Blair Bomber, shortstop. First pitch, tails away and out of the zone. It's 1-0. Bomber, the righty, awaits the next one. And off-speed pitch finds the zone slightly outside. Next pitch is up and in. 2-1. Softball moving very quickly, so we'll try to tell you a little story about Lutheran South here in a second. There's a deep drive towards right, backing up, still backing up. The right fielder's going to snow cone it. Man, oh man, that one nearly rolled up off the top of the mitt and out of the mitt, but no, hanging on. The right fielder, Sweeney. And Bomber is out number two. Oh, so close to being at least two bases for Bomber. That's going to bring up Morgan Green. Lefty-on-lefty matchup here. Pitcher versus pitcher, and Green sends one high into the sky back towards the right field fence. Once again, as Sweeney, this time she makes it look a little bit easier as she brings it down with one hand for out number three. So a very quick inning for Aaron Atchison, and the Lancers still trail 2-1 to the Festus Tigers in the opening round of the Class 3 District 2 tournament on KJF.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College and you.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 at KJFF. 2-1, Festus leading Lutheran South in the opening round of the Class 3 District 2 softball tournament. Of course, doubleheader action for you this afternoon and tonight. Our second matchup features the three-seeded St. Louis Notre Dame and the six-seeded DeSoto Dragons. Of course, St. Louis Notre Dame took on Hillsborough in the Class 3 sectional round last year in Hillsborough's trip to state. First batter up for Lutheran South is the tall left-handed hitter, Chloe Akerson. First pitch is low. Akerson grounded out to second base, her first and only time up. Lefty-on-lefty matchup. Glove to ground for the shortstop. Rickerman as the pitch comes home. Green finds the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Linda McQueen head coach for Lutheran South, her 22nd year as the head coach of the Lancers. 1-1. Poking it towards short. Rickerman, two steps to her left, fields it, fires to first, in time to retire Chloe Akerson. And it's one up, one down for the Lancers in the bottom of the third. Coach McQueen led the Lutheran South Lancers to a 2002 Class 3 state title. A storied program in the greater St. Louis area. And Festus looking to beat them here at Windsor High School, site of the Class 3 District 2 tournament. Morgan Green misses low to the right-handed hitting Michaela Nichols. One ball, no strikes to Nichols. Worked a walk, an eight-pitch walk her first time up. Battled and fought off two 3-2 pitches before taking ball four. Cuts through and misses on an outside pitch this time. It's 1-1 to Nichols. Lutheran South wearing their black tops with a thick white stripe stretched across the front of the jersey with a couple of thin yellow stripes top and bottom of that thick white stripe. And dumping a single into shallow right center field, Nichols is aboard with a one-out base knock for the Lancers. That's going to bring up Amelia Stone. Stone hit it pretty good last time up, but right to Bailey Propst, the first baseman. Propst about 5 feet off the bag, playing just about in line with the base runner. Time was called at the plate by Stone. Here's Green to fire the first pitch. Off speed, low and outside. Ball one. Baseball dimensions here at Windsor High School. It's 300 to left, 350 to straightaway center, and 300 to right. I would guess softball's about 100 feet shorter. Here's a big drive into the gap. Right center field off the bat of Amelia Stone. It hits the base of the fence. Picking it up, the right fielder Armin. The lefty throws it back into the infield towards second base. And now rounding third, coming home, sliding head first to tie it up is Michaela Nichols. And that winds up being an RBI double for Amelia Stone. Tied up now 2-2 in the bottom of the third. Stone picking up her 28th run driven in. Still one out. Here's Emma Heskett. Heskett tall like Stone, but not as thick. Quite lanky, as a matter of fact. Venter knees inwards and stands in the back left corner of the right-handed hitter's box. So she likes to use her reach. Takes a first pitch low, 1-0 from Green. Green coming to the plate. Just finds the outside corner, called strike at the knees. So an RBI double for Amelia Stone. Ties us up at 2-2 in the bottom of the third. Next pitch, rollover towards third, coming in to field it, throwing it low, unable to play the bounce is Probst, and around third comes Stone. She'll score. Paige Perry, second bad throw of the game, and it costs the Tigers a run this time as the Lancers take a 3-2 lead. And Paige Perry slumped shoulders coming to the circle with the rest of the infield group as they try to settle Green and themselves down here. Most of the time these meetings are to reassure the pitcher that everything's going to be okay if they throw strikes, attack the zone, all that good stuff. But right now, a couple of comments aimed at Paige Perry, who will need to settle down because the Festus Tiger defense will need her later on. We're sure of it. So the meeting is over. Abby Rickerman lingers in the circle, and she pats Morgan Green on the back as Green gets ready to face Hannah Kramer. So we'll call that an E3 with Probst unable to handle the bounce. Still just one out for the Lancers. Kramer walked and scored her first time up. Takes a pitch high and wide. It's 1-0. Green spinning the ball on the fingertips now comes to the plate. Backhanded by the catcher Templeton as it came in low. It's 2-0. Usually when a pitcher struggles or an inning is not going the way you want it, the players will talk to each other first. And if results aren't happening, then the head coach will come out. And right now we have Jeff Montgomery talking to the home plate umpire here. Hunter Ellsworth is coming out. And Mackenzie McJunkins appears to be the one coming into play second base defense. Interesting switch there. Anyway, runner at first for the Lancers, up 3-2, bottom of the third, 2-0 offering. Missing low, Morgan Green. You can hear the shouts from the Lutheran South dugout. They know that they are in prime. They're in a prime opportunity here to extend this 3-2 lead and deflate the Tigers. 3-0 to Kramer. Up high, ball four. Runners at first and second now for the Lancers. And here comes Sarah Sweeney. By the way, I've mulled things over, and I've decided to give an E5 on the Heskett grounder. That allowed Amelia Stone to score. And here we go. We just talked about it. Usually it's the players that talk to one another. If results aren't changing, then the head coach comes out. So Jeff Montgomery to have a word with the entire infield, including the pitcher Green, giving us a chance to thank some of our sponsors for allowing us to come out today. That includes Applebee's in Farmington, Cole's Tractor and Equipment of Farmington, Comtria Festus, as well as the Doe Run Company in Park Hills. Want to thank Fleeg's Equipment in Ludington and St. Genevieve, Gateway Motors in Fredericktown, the Jefferson County Family YMCA in Festus, Gifford Lumber of Farmington, Gilster Mary Lee of Perryville, Hearing Care Partners of Farmington, and Jefferson College of Hillsboro. Speaking of Jefferson College, just the other day, the rankings came out for the NJCAA, and the men's soccer program finds themselves in the top 10 in the nation. How about that? Of course, quite a few locally talented soccer players playing for Brocklin Chapman and the men's soccer team. One of them is Bryce Santagraw, former member of the Farmington Knights. So everyone's back ready, and Sarah Sweeney's in the box. The righty takes one high from the lefty Green. It's 1-0. 3-2 Lutheran South, bottom of the third. Runners at first and second. Coach Montgomery again out of the dugout. I don't know what for this time. Came out about a foot and a half out of his first base dugout. Here we go. 1-0 from Green, and she finds the knees and the outside corner. It's 1-1. Winner of this game will get the top seed Hillsboro tomorrow at 4:30. Next pitch bounces over the shoulder of Templeton to the backstop. Runners advance to second and third. And now a single here could give Lutheran South a three-run advantage. Two balls and one strike. The key thing here for the Lancers and Sarah Sweeney at this point is to not swing at bad pitches. Infield drawn in all the way around. 2-1. Bunt effort on a ball high, and they'll call that one a strike. Safety squeeze was called upon by Coach McQueen, but she probably wasn't expecting Sweeney to receive a high fastball. So the count runs to 2-2. They're not likely to try that again. Over at third is Heskett, at second Kramer. The pitch is lined into center field, coming forward, then back, letting it bounce. And the Lancers will take a 4-2 lead. Tristan Folk thought real hard about coming forward and making a diving effort, but she elected to stand back and let it bounce off the turf. And because of that, Heskett scores, and Lutheran South has doubled up their lead. And now Coach Montgomery is out to the circle, second visit of the inning, and that means it is over for Morgan Green. We'll go ahead and take a break here in the action as a new pitcher comes into the game for the Festus Tigers. And I know who it is. It's Hunter Ellsworth. And now I understand the change from earlier where Coach Montgomery brought in a new second baseman. So here we go. 4-2 Lancers. There are one out, runners at the corners, bottom of the third, and the Lancers still batting when we come back on KJF.
Family, health, home. Comtree has been a leader in providing health care to you and your family for over 45 years. What started as mental health services has expanded to dental care, primary care, and many community services. We are your home for health care. We invite you to join the Comtree family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment. Welcome to our family tree.
Hi, this is Todd Mann, owner of Mann Funeral Homes in Festus and DeSoto, Missouri, and Peaceful Ridge Cemetery Mausoleum. Call and make an appointment to fill out your Gift of Love booklet. It's a guide for yourself and family members. It will greatly aid in the process of pre-planning your funeral service. At Mann Funeral Home, we offer prearranged packages so you can take the proper time to make decisions now rather than leave it to a loved one at the most difficult time. At Mann Funeral Home, my trained and professional staff will walk you through the process in the most caring, compassionate, and dignified way. Please call us at our DeSoto Chapel at 636-586-2288 or in Festus at 636-937-4444. Providing the best in funeral service, we care at Mann Funeral Home in Festus and DeSoto, Missouri, and Peaceful Ridge Cemetery Mausoleum.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's sounds so good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. You and a friend can start with two side salads or an appetizer to share, then choose any two full-size entree from the 2-for-20 dinner lunch menu. Or pick two items to create your own combo meal from the classic or signature lunch combo menu. Soups, salads, chicken fajita roll-up, clubhouse grill, or chicken tenders. There's so much to choose from, and it's all under $10. Dine in or call it in. Applebee's on Cars Boulevard in Farmington.
Pitching change for the Festus Tigers. Enter Hunter Ellsworth Green. Morgan Green over to first base now as the Lutheran South Lancers have a 4-2 lead. Bottom of the third, a three spot so far in this frame. And the lefty Aaron Atchison is batting as she swings through a first pitch from Ellsworth. A little off-speed pitch there. And it's 0-1. Ellsworth a righty facing the lefty Atchison. Runners at the corners for Lutheran South. Ball into the dirt. Templeton blocks it. It does scoot away about 5 feet to her right and slightly behind her, and that will allow the runner from first, Sweeney, to move up to second base. Kramer's at third, Sweeney at second. Outfield playing shallow now, especially in center. One ball, one strike, and one out. Festus needs to get a hold of this inning. There's another bouncer, Templeton, turning the glove over, face open. Able to block it. It's 2-1. Infield drawn in. All the way around for the Tigers. Next pitch is up around the head of Atchison. And she was trying to use the bat to protect her face, and that meant she went around. Two balls and two strikes. Just reflexes kicked in it rather than being able to just react. 2-2. Change up misses low and wide, three balls and two strikes. Sometimes you have a chance to process and react. Sometimes it's just reflexes kick in, and it was that case for Atchison on that previous pitch. So three balls, two strikes, one out. Runners at second and third for the Lancers, up 4-2. The pitch gets away, ball four. Templeton can't locate it. Coming in to score from third is Kramer, and the inning continues to go awry for the Tigers. And now heads up, Atchison turns around from first and heads towards second. And is in there without a throw. Mental lapse there by the Tigers. Lutheran South able to put another runner in scoring position. It's 5-2. Lancers bottom of the third. Still runners at second and third. And here comes the batter, Kenzie Arnold. So a walk and a wild pitch scoring Kramer. Sweeney now at third base. Once again, the batter Arnold, the righty, takes a strike at the knees. Festus into immediate damage control here, down three runs in the bottom of the third. Ellsworth in the circle. pauses. Now winds and fires home. Off-speed pitch, just catching the outside edge. Little curveball there from Ellsworth, and Kenzie Arnold staring back at the umpire. Solid 4 or 5 seconds. Arnold will now scoot up in the box, the righty. Ellsworth needs a pop-up or a punch-out, the 0-2. Line drive, right field, coming in, Armin. And then she came in too far. She leaps up and makes the snow cone grab, and the throw home on the relay, and sliding in feet first safely is Sarah Sweeney. Armin, the freshman right fielder, made a great athletic play. The runner at third, Sweeney, thought the ball was going to get over her head, so she was down the line, had to go back, tag up. The relay throw from the second baseman not in time, and it's 6-2 Lancers. So that all that goes down as a sack fly to right. Here's the batter, Lindsay Manis, swings and misses. Ball down in the dirt. Templeton, the catcher, picks it up, fires to third, tag applied in time to get the base runner, Atchison. And the inning comes to an end on that play right there. But Lutheran South scores 5 in the bottom of the third. They lead 6-2 over Festus. Top of the fourth coming up in this Class 3 District 2 first round on KJF.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Take advantage of our everyday low prices, where prices are always 50% off MSRP. From home decor to living rooms, bedrooms, dining room sets, stop by and check out our inventory and already low prices.
We have 4 different types of financing available.
And remember, the military always receive a discount at Patsy's Furniture.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Give me another 30.
Josh Harris is the owner of Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. For on the road, off the road, or on the water fun, it's got to be Midwest Sports Center. We might as well add great financing too, right, Josh?
That's right. It's not just about the great products that we carry or the great prices we can get you on the product, but it's also how much money I can save you on financing. I've been doing this a long time, and I can tell you, Mark, we've got financing as low as 0% on select off-road models. Stop in and see us right next to Redfield Collision Center, Farmington.
Matt Green will back with you on KJFF. Aaron Atchison pitching for Lutheran South with a 6-2 lead. The batter for Festus is McKenna Templeton, and she sends a very long fly ball down the left field line, but curling foul. And we missed the first pitch, which was a strike in the zone. So it's 0-2 right now to McKenna Templeton. Hunter Ellsworth on deck. Upstairs, off-speed pitch, misses just above the Tiger letters. And it is 1-2. Lutheran South scoring 5 runs in very different ways last inning. Here's a line shot, knuckling. Center fielder for the Lancers comes in and reaches out just over to her left and makes the catch and hangs on. That was a knuckling ball that nearly slipped out of the top of the mitt. But Nichols able to hang on to it for out number 1. That'll bring up Hunter Ellsworth, a single and a run scored. Off-speed pitch, outside corner, called a strike. Clap of the hands there by head coach and third base coach Jeff Montgomery for the Tigers. Next pitch to Ellsworth is going to make it just underneath the letters over on the inside part of the plate to the righty. And it's 0-2. Southpaw Atchison with a riser misses. 1-2 now. 6-2 Lutheran South, top of the fourth. The pitch is a changeup called strike 3, and Atchison picks up her second punch out of the afternoon. 2 down for the Tigers in the top of the fourth. It's going to bring up number 8, Bailey Probst. Setting the defense for Lutheran South on the infield in the hot corner, it's Akerson. At short, Stone. First pitch to Probst, by the way, in there for a strike. Second baseman is Arnold. And first baseman is Heskett. 0-1. Inside off-speed pitch. About letter high, but a little too far inside. It's 1-1. Catcher for Lutheran South is Kramer. Here's a big fly into the gap left center field. Outfielders give chase, reaching up. Nichols can't hang on as she hits the turf around first into second. Standing up with a double is Bailey Probst. And the Tigers, hopefully, that will be their beginning to a two-out rally. Nichols got a glove on it. It was there in the top of the mitt, but as she was coming down, ball came out. It'll go down as a double for Probst. Now the batter is a right-handed hitting Paige Perry. First pitch off speed in there for a strike. Tigers trying to cut into this four-run deficit. Pitch in on the hands, and it's fouled into the screen behind home plate. 1-1 now the count. One coming. Line shot over the second baseman's head into the gap right center field. That'll two-hop the fence. And Festus gets run number three. RBI double for Paige Perry. And Probst scores to make it 6-3 Lutheran South. Two-out rally here for the Tigers. Back-to-back doubles. Can Tristan Folk follow it up? Lefty-on-lefty matchup. First pitch up and away. Tigers on the prowl here in the top of the fourth. Next pitch. Just high and just outside. 2-0. Next pitch. A take. Upper part of the strike zone. Brings us to a 2-1 count. Tristan Folk with four runs driven in this season. Ball bounces, gets away up the first baseline. Catcher can't handle it. Kramer unable to make a throw to third as going in there. Sliding feet first safely is Perry. That'll go down as a pass ball. Folk with a 2-2 count. In on the hands, lifts it just above the screen as it side spins into the stands. And a fan there with a nice throw. Able to get it back over the screen to the pitcher, Atchison. Here we go again with the 2-2 with the runner at third. And on the hands, again a pop-up. Same fan, yes, sir. Can he make another good throw? No, he can't. Now that one goes over the screen. That was the good part, but he bounced it instead of getting it right to Atchison. Anyway, 2-2 now. And an inside corner called strike three on Tristan Folk. She flinched. It stayed in. And with that, Atchison gets out of the inning with only giving up one run. Festus strands one. They score one. It's 6-3 Lutheran South. We head to the bottom of the fourth in this Class 3 District 2 opening round at Winter High School on KJF.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJFF, bottom of the fourth, a little sun coming through off to our right here at Windsor High School in Imperial, site of the Class 3 District 2 tournament. Again, bottom of the fourth, and Lutheran South looking to add on here as Hunter Ellsworth will pitch in her second inning of relief. Before the first pitch, though, I want to thank some of our sponsors for allowing us to come out and broadcast today's game. Please give them a thank you by paying them a visit. That includes Lucas Smith Chrysler Center and Festus, your local McDonald's, as well as Midwest Sports Center Farmington, Missouri Beef Industry Council, and New Era Bank in Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, and Bonterre. All right, still a winnable game for the Tigers, but they're going to need some shutdown innings from Ellsworth facing Lindsay Manis. First pitch to her, a strike at the knees. Next pitch, and the righty twirls one low. It's 1-1. Mostly cloudy sky here at Windsor High School. Temperatures will drop into the mid-40s by probably first pitch of game two. Here's a grounder to third. Backhand attempt by Perry. And she's able to knock it down. Throw across the diamond in time to retire Manis. One up, one down, and we'll go back to the top of the order for the Lancers. Chloe Akerson, 0-for-2 on the evening. Gets a favorable matchup here as she had faced Morgan Green twice. Green a lefty. Ellsworth, though, is a righty. She fires low and wide, ball one. On the Parkland Healthmart Pharmacy scoreboard, it was scoreless after one. 2-1 Tigers after two. 6-2 Lancers after three. And here we are in the bottom of the fourth with a one spot in the top of the fourth inning. Thanks to a Tiger run. Here's a grounder inside the circle, fielded by Ellsworth, and she short arms the throw. It one hops. Green at first base and safe. On the E1 is Akerson. A little too nonchalant, I'm sure, for Coach Montgomery's liking. The throw there from Ellsworth. So with one out, Lutheran South has a runner aboard, and here's Michaela Nichols. A walk and a single with a run scored for Nichols. Lets a changeup miss low and outside. Long blonde hair sticking outside the back of the helmet. Waving the bat around, moving those hands, moving the lower half as well. Coming set as Ellsworth delivers. Ball popped up. Right side and right off the top of the Festus dugout. One ball, one strike. Festus is going to have to play perfect defense behind good pitching from Ellsworth and keep Lutheran South at this sixth spot just to give them a fighting chance in the later innings. It's the bottom of the fourth right now. There's a pitch low in, lifted right side and foul. One ball, two strikes. Winner takes on the top seed Hillsboro tomorrow at 4:30 right back here on KJF. Third baseman Perry creeps in. First baseman Green not holding the runner on. It's 1-2. There's no reason to. They can't take leads until the pitch is thrown. Anyway, the righty Ellsworth bounces one. It scoots up the third base line, and into second base goes Akerson on the wild pitch. That's going to send Perry, the third baseman, back a few steps. Now she's even with the bag. Green likewise on the first base side. Righty-on-righty matchup here. Tall Nichols in the box, the pitch. And what happened there? Looks like Ellsworth decided she didn't want to throw the pitch after all, so she hung on to it after finishing her motion. And so it's called a ball. It's 3-2 now. And the full count offering is foul tipped into the back. Into the screen, and it stays 3-2. Nichols, when she walked in the first inning, had fought off two 3-2 pitches before taking ball four. We'll see what she can do here. 3-2 in around the ankles. That's ball four already, so she won't have to foul off another Ellsworth pitch. She'll trot to first base. It's runners out first and second now for the Lancers. With still just one out, and here comes the batter, Amelia Stone. Stone drove in run number two of the ball game for Lutheran South. Drove in the tying run with a double. Once again, as I've said before, tall, thick, looks intimidating, that's for sure. Ellsworth misfires to the right of home plate. It's 1-0. That's to the right of the back of home plate. So as if you were looking at it behind the catcher's view, or from the catcher's view. There's a swing and a miss by Stone, who covers a lot of the zone with her swing. But she unfortunately could not get to that one, so it's 1-1. Ellsworth ready to come home. Violent delivery. Pitch low. Two balls and one strike. We are into the softball playoffs all around in the area. District tournaments beginning today, including Jefferson R7's Class 2 District 2 tournament. 2-1 offering up in the zone and on the hands, and the line into shallow center field. coming around third and trying to score. The runner from second base is in safe as Akerson touches home on the relay throw from Rickerman. It was not in time, and it's 7-3 Lancers in the bottom of the fourth. Wild pitch or no wild pitch, Akerson was going to score regardless because Nichols walked behind her. So with one out, Stone drives in her second run of the afternoon, and here's Emma Heskett. Pitch right down the middle for a strike. 29 runs driven in this season for Amelia Stone. Nichols now at second base. The righty Ellsworth fires. It's lifted up right side. Arm in the freshman. Camps underneath it. And the right fielder snags it for out number two. And Heskett is retired for the second time today. That's going to bring up Hannah Kramer. Kramer, she's had a pretty filled up stat line. Two walks, two runs scored. Righty on righty matchup. Sarah Sweeney on deck. Kramer looking to do some damage here as Lutheran South up 7-3 in the bottom of the fourth. First round of the Class 3 District 2 tournament. Curveball catches the outside corner as the sun now into the eyes of Ellsworth. No balls, one strike. Getting ready to come home. Ellsworth, the pitch is lifted up. Backing up on the infield to shortstop Rickerman. She's underneath it. She makes a catch with one hand. And the inning comes to an end. So Lutheran South gets an RBI double from Amelia Stone. RBI single. Her second run driven in. And after four, it's Lutheran South 7. Festus 3. You're listening to coverage of the Class 3 District 2 softball tournament on KJF.
Dear movers and shakers, we know how you roll, and we're with you. We're with you on the tarmac or terrain. In the 2019 RAV4 Adventure, Limited, and Hybrid models. We're with you in the comfy Highlander with seating for up to 8 and advanced safety features standard. We're with you in the sharp 2019 Toyota Camry with its available cockpit red leather seats. And we're with you in the all-new 2020 Toyota Corolla, loaded with attitude and the latest tech. We're with you. Let's go, Toyota. Find yours at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
And the final warm-up pitch for Erin Atchison. She got a little walking start from the back of the circle to the rubber, and she fired a strike on her final warm-up toss. As Erin Atchison, the left-hander for Lutheran South, and a sophomore, will continue into this fifth inning. She got the start for Coach McQueen. And she has a 7-3 lead in the top of the fifth as she'll take on Mackenzie McJunkins, Abby Rickerman, and Blair Bomber. Starts off McJunkins with a strike. Next pitch. Lifted up. On the infield, some backspin as it lands about 15 feet up the first baseline and kicks into foul territory. McJunkins down in the count quickly. No balls and two strikes. Morgan Green started this game in the circle for Festus. She got relieved by Ellsworth 2 innings ago. 0-2. McJunkins pokes at it. Left side and trickles foul. Woman with a red and blue blanket tiptoeing around a pole as she chases down the foul ball. Rolls up along the concrete next to the woman waiting for more folks to come in and pay for their ticket to watch some softball action. And in the meantime, the 1-1 pitches, or the 1-2 pitch, excuse me, 0-2 pitch has been delivered. Now it's 1-2. Quickly back with a 1-2 Atchison. Roller to shorts. Amelia Stone stands tall, makes a good throw in time to retire McJunkins. One down. So we go back to the top of the order. Abby Rickerman, three-time regional radio dream team athlete, 0-2 on the day. Gets a running start in the box, as she traditionally does, and takes one high and wide, ball one. This year for Rickerman, she's got a .482 batting average, a home run, and 16 runs driven in. Gives a good ride into this one towards the left, but the left fielder there easily for the catch. And Rickerman with an 0-for today. Two down quickly for the Tigers in the top of the fifth. And enter Blair Bomber. And the first pitch to the righty, tails away, it's 1-0. Next pitch, off the end of the bat, looping shot towards right, initially in the right fielder, now back a step, and making the catch, Sweeney for out number three. Atchison gets her third 1-2-3 frame with some traffic in between each scoreless frame. So 1-2-3 in the first, third, and here in the fifth with a run given up in the, two runs given up in the second and one in the fourth. But Atchison in control. This one, the lefty sophomore has a 7-3 lead as Lutheran South, the four seed, up on Festus, the five, by four runs here on AM 1400 KJF.
This is Dr. Karen Melton at Hearing Care Partners. We hope you don't miss a single thing this sports season. Stop by for a free hearing screening so you'll hear every play and the person sitting right next to you. One of the best parts of the game is chatting with old friends and making new ones. We wish all our local players a safe and healthy sports season. It's Hearing Care Partners. Find us online at hearingcarepartners.com.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJFF. We are at Windsor High School, site of the Class 3 District 2 softball tournament. We'll have, we have first round coverage. We'll also have second round coverage, aka the semifinals, tomorrow. Top two seeds in this tournament getting the bye in the first round is Hillsborough the 1, Windsor the 2. Unfortunately, due to Friday's football schedule, we will be unable to come out to Windsor to call the district championship game. Hopefully, the Jefferson County School will be representing. Will be represented there. Right now, Festus has a lot to do if they want to be one of those two remaining teams. It's Hunter Ellsworth, and she's facing number 14, Sarah Sweeney. First pitch, Sweeney out in front of it. It's 0-1. 7-3 Lancers, bottom of the fifth. Next pitch, swing and a miss on a change. So back-to-back changeups from the righty Ellsworth. It's 0-2. Sweeney with a single back in the second and an RBI single in the third. Next pitch is wide, maybe a purpose pitch there, 1-2. Paige Perry, the third baseman for the Tigers, is even with the bag to start. Now creeps forward as Ellsworth delivers and a changeup much slower than the previous two. And that completely fooled Sweeney as she's down on strikes. It's going to bring up Aaron Atchison, the pitcher for Lutheran South. She's got a walk and a ground out to second. Got a white ribbon tied up, keeping her hair together, hanging out the back of the helmet, a red and black helmet. Not colors you would think would match up with the black and yellow jersey. Anyway, it's 1-0 as the ball misses high. Ellsworth with the next 1-0. This one misses low. 2-0 to Atchison. A win here for Lutheran South would punch their ticket to the semifinals of this Class 3 District 2 tournament, where once again they'd face the top dog, the Hillsborough Hawks. 2-0 misses outside. Three balls, no strike to Atchison. One out, nobody on in front of her. Bottom of the fifth. Ellsworth with a long stare into the Festus dugout on the first base side. Now puts her right foot on the rubber, middle of it, and comes home with a changeup, catching the inside corner. And she tries to fight her way back in the count. It's 3-1. Festus finishing middle of the pack in the Jefferson County Conference this year. Swing and a miss by Atchison. She got a little aggressive on the 3-1. It was out of the zone. Would have been ball four, but instead it's 3-2. Of course, Hillsborough and Windsor and DeSoto, members of the conference. Here's a 3-2 offering up out of the zone. Slow trickler to the left of the circle. Third baseman Perry charges, fields it, fires it to first in time to retire Atchison. So two down for Lutheran South. Good comeback there by Hunter Ellsworth, who had spotted Atchison three balls to start the at-bat. Comes back and gets a very weak grounder towards third. Here comes Kinsey Arnold, the number eight hitter for the Lancers. Picks up her back foot as the ball is a slow one towards that direction. It's 1-0. Good crowd on site here at Windsor High School. Got one more game after this one. That'll feature DeSoto and St. Louis Notre Dame. Called strike on the outside corner. Ellsworth even things up at 1-1. Lutheran South with the crooked inning back in the third. They hung five on the Tigers. 1-1 from Ellsworth with the violent delivery. Misses inside. 2-1. I guess all the deliveries are violent in a sense. All the girls have to throw their entire body into the pitch, especially if they want to get some heat behind it. 2-1 from Ellsworth on the outside. Poked out towards right arm in the freshman right fielder there to make the catch for out number three. And a little practice throw to the second baseman for good measure. So three up, three down inning for Hunter Ellsworth. That is the first 1-2-3 inning for either Festus pitcher. Lutheran South has a 7-3 lead after five innings in the first round of the Class 3 District 2 tournament on KJF.
From mailboxing to packing, the UPS Store does every ing for small business, including printing. Because running your own business means you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. And our printing experts can help with professional business carding, menuing, postering, all the ings to get people, well, buzzing. The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And, of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus. See us now at our new location at 650 North Creek Drive next to Tiger Express Car Wash.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center, your local home of the No Bull Deal. The word local, you've heard the phrase shop local, buy local, but do you really think exactly what that means? When you shop here at Lucas Smith, you put your trust in the hands of all of my employees who also eat, play, work, live, and shop local. Jefferson County is their home too. Why drive for miles when you can buy what's right here in your backyard? All we ask at Lucas Smith Chrysler is to give us the chance to earn your business. Please shop local, and remember, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus.
Matt Green will back with you on KJF. The batter is Morgan Green for Festus. Pops one up. It'll stay in the circle as it comes down into the mitt of Atchison, who called off her entire infield to make the play. And it's one up, one down for the Tigers. As we begin the top of the sixth inning, Festus down to their final five outs now. Final five outs of the season. Here's the batter, Morgan Templeton, 0-2. And a called strike on the outside corner. Just on the outside corner. 0-1 coming from the lefty. Atchison hangs one. And a sharp ground ball into the hole left side. Base knock for Templeton. She's aboard with one out on the single. Here comes Hunter Ellsworth. So the Tigers need four runs in the next two innings. Of course, that's taken in consideration Hunter Ellsworth being able to shut down Lutheran South here for the remainder of the inning, or a ball game. Got a courtesy runner for Festus. It's number five, Allison Russo. Batter, once again, is Ellsworth. Lefty Atchison starts her off with a strike. Next pitch is wide and a little low. It's 1-1. The lights are on here at Windsor High School. Of course, as we progress later in the year, gets darker a lot faster. Fastball outside corner. Ellsworth can't catch up. A little flat-footed swing from the right-hander. It's 1-2. Standing near home plate. Slightly open stance. Front left foot angled out towards left field. Here's a pitch. Ridden into a deep right field. That'll one-hop the top of the fence. Around first goes Ellsworth. She'll stay there As rounding second, going into third is Templeton. But Templeton with a little hesitation, and that meant that Ellsworth had to hang up around first. And because the throw came into second base, Ellsworth had to backtrack. So it should be runners at second and third, but instead it's runners at the corners. But, hey, the Tigers have a threat here as Bailey Probst is the batter, and she's ahead 1-0 in the count. Tigers looking to hang a crooked one here in the top of the sixth. Foul over the screen behind home plate. 1-1 to the righty Probst. A single and a double and a run scored for Bailey Probst. Three runs driven in this year. Her batting average lagging, but a great spot here for her to lift this Festus crowd. 1-1 offering is an off-speed pitch low and wide. And Atchison behind 2-1. Next pitch low, 3-1 to Probst. The number 7 hitter, Paige Perry, is on deck. She represents the tying run if Probst can get on. And Probst will get on. Four straight balls from the lefty Atchison, and the bases are loaded with Tigers. And here comes Paige Perry, has already driven one in today. Lancers will gather in the circle just to the right of the mound. That is to the right if you're looking at the action from center field. Paige Perry, 17 runs driven in, three home runs this season. Well, she's up to 18 runs driven in now, so she has the potential to tie it with one swing. Ball bounces in front of home plate. It's 1-0. Atchison short-arming that previous delivery. Festus looking for a big inning. The next pitch, also low. A little bit outside. It's 2-0. By the way, DeSoto and St. Louis Notre Dame have showed up to warm up. Here's a deep drive towards center. Nichols going back. Eukin kicks that one. Goodbye. Paige Perry has tied this one up with one swing of the bat. An elevated fastball driven straight away center. Clears the fence by a mile, and we are tied at 7. Amazing. Fourth home run of the year. And Festus needed Paige Perry to get her fourth, and she got it. 7-7 ball game. Still just one out here in the top of the sixth. Coach Montgomery sneakily putting Paige Perry in at the bottom of the order, giving himself a little more power there, and it pays off. Now here's the batter, Tristan Folk, steers it one high and wide. One ball, no strikes. The sophomore, Aaron Atchison, getting a tough lesson here in district play. 1-0 misses upstairs. Two balls and no strikes. Tristan Folk looking to have the good times roll. And she'll take a changeup for a strike. Grand slam, Paige Perry. 7-3 ball game, 1-1. Lifted up left side towards the entryway to the field. Hits off the top of the fence, right above one of the Windsor softball players' posters. 1-2 to Folk. Low squat for the lefty. Slaps that one towards third, fielded, and fired across the diamond in time by the third baseman there. So two outs now. Akerson over there playing a solid third base for the Lancers. And now it's the number 9 hitter, Mackenzie McJunkins. First pitch low. One ball and no strikes. One oh offering, fouled straight back into the screen. Two outs, nobody on. Tigers, Lutheran South tied 7-7. 1-1. Swing and a miss, ball up out of the zone. And that is strike two. Kramer. Kramer thought it was strike three, so she rolled the ball back towards the circle. But no. 1-2. Here comes the pitch. In. and almost nicked McJunkins, who just got out of the way. 2-2 pitch coming. Lifted up over the screen, slightly left, to the left of the press box. It's 2-2. Templeton, Ellsworth, Probst all scoring on the Paige Perry grand slam. Ball up in the zone, now 3-2 to McJunkins. McJunkins 0-2 on the afternoon. 3-2 from the lefty Atchison. Ball up in the zone, fouled straight back. Still 3-2. Coach Montgomery would love nothing more than to have McJunkins, the number 9 hitter, reach and have it maybe his most prolific hitter, Abby Rickerman, step up to the plate. But that will not be the case because McJunkins swings through a rising fastball outside and the inning draws to a close. But Paige Perry hits one a mile and ties his baby up at 7-7, Lutheran South Festus. What a way to start this Class 3 District 2 tournament, bottom of the sixth, when we come back in 1 minute on KHF.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe. Secure Swipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
When it comes to choosing a pharmacy that can give you exceptional customer service and the best prices, you need to visit Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. Bigger stores don't always mean bigger savings. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is a preferred provider for many insurance plans, including TRICARE and SilverScript, and our employees work hard at making sure you receive the best prices possible. It's time to step out of the line and come see us in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington. Parkland Health Mart is your first choice for excellent customer care.
For 57 years, the staff at Farmington Presbyterian Manor have dedicated ourselves to providing our community the best independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, and short-term rehab. We are proud to be part of the Parkland community and provide the quality health care you deserve. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to find out more about Farmington Presbyterian Manor.
It is the bottom of the sixth. Matt Greenwood with you on AM 1400 KJF, Lutheran South 7, Festus 7. First round of the Class 3 District 2 tournament. The batter is Lindsey Manis. Pinch hitter for Lutheran South. Number 22, Mrs. Kelsey Burner. 0-1 offering from Ellsworth. It's lifted right.
Hi, it's Hannah. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, when you buy an LS tractor, you aren't getting the knockoff. You are getting to buy direct. Direct from the major brand maker.
And a swing and a miss there as Burner is retired on strikes by Hunter Ellsworth. Sorry about that. It happens rarely, but it does happen. We got a phone call on our phone that we used to connect back home, so that phone call cut us off. Lovely, right? All right, Chloe Akerson. Technology these days. I don't know how that phone number got out, but anyway. No balls in one strike to Chloe Akerson. We'll, of course, hit back on that ad that we cut off there to come back to the action. Here's a sharply hit ball towards short. Rickerman fields it, fires it, the shortstop with the beauty of a throw in time for out number two. Hunter Ellsworth has shut down this Lancers offense. She gave up a sack fly in relief in the third inning, but since then, she has just given up one hit, one walk, and has retired everybody else. Now she's facing Michaela Nichols, two walks and a single. Nichols drops down a bunt. It'll land in front of the circle. Ellsworth out of the circle, fields it, goes to first on the stretch. Morgan Green able to secure out number three. Festus could not have asked for a better inning after getting a grand slam in the top of the sixth. So after six innings, it is 7-7 here on AM 1400 KJFF.
Champions are made here. On our courts, on our fields, and in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
Help your child feel confident in the water by enrolling them in swim lessons at the Jefferson County YMCA. Swim lessons foster a sense of safety in the water and achievement as swimmers progress. The results are more confident swimmers who stick with lessons and develop a love for swimming that can last a lifetime. Swim lessons are available for ages 6 months and up. Fall 2 lessons begin the week of October 28th. Contact 636-931-9622 for details or to register.
Abby Rickerman is first up for the Tigers, top of the 7th, 7-7 ball game. First round of the Class 3 District 2 tournament. 1-0 pitch to Rickerman, who's 0-3 on the day, and it's right there at the knees for a called strike. Now, how the umpire can tell that it's at the knees with Rickerman moving up in the box, I have no idea. But got to be creative a little bit, a little imaginative, if you will. Here's a looping shot curling away from the center fielder Nichols, but on a dead sprint, she makes the catch on the run to her right. And Nichols has played an excellent center field. That robs Rickerman of two bases at least. And there's one away in the top of the seventh. Here comes Blair Bomber for the Tigers, 0-3 as well. So the top two in the order for Festus, 0-7 combined. Change up from the lefty Atchison, who remains in this game despite her seven runs given up. The pitch misses low and outside. The 1-0 offering is lifted up. Right side of the infield. Tracking over to her left is the second baseman, Arnold, and she secures it 5 feet behind her first baseman for out number two. So right now, Atchison needs a clean inning to set up Lutheran South for a walk-off possibility in the bottom of the seventh. She's facing Morgan Green and misfires high. Morgan Green has a blue hoodie, a navy blue hoodie underneath her jersey. It is that chilly. There's a nice little changeup from the lefty to the other lefty. It's 1-1 now. Sun is out. It's creating a strip from the circle all the way into center field and right center field. There's a strike call on the inside corner. 1-2 now to Morgan Green. Two away, no one on in front of her, and she'll foul one into the top of the screen as it comes back to her direction. It's 1-2 still. Amelia Stone, Emma Heskett, and Hannah Kramer, the 3, 4, and 5 hitters for Lutheran South, will bat in the bottom of the seventh inning. 1-2 pitch, lifted up into foul territory. First baseman Heskett giving chase. She reaches out at the last second and cannot make the catch. Catcher Kramer and third baseman converged, but it was in foul territory. It was in a little corner next to the on-deck circle. Very long run for the first baseman. Catcher couldn't locate it at first. Here's a shot into the gap by Morgan Green on the 1-2. One hops the fence. She turns and heads towards second, and she is into second base with a stand-up two-out double. She came off the bag at the last second, lost her balance a little bit, and leaned into the second baseman covering Arnold. And thankfully, the throw did not come her direction because she could have been tagged out, but no, she is safe. The Tigers had a two-out rally back in the fourth inning. Can they do it again? We'll see. Here's McKenna Templeton. Chance to give Festus the lead. First pitch low and wide from the lefty Atchison. It's 1-0. Next offering. Line drive towards left. Knuckles, and it's misplayed by the left fielder. Around third coming to score. The go-ahead run is Morgan Green. And the Tigers lead it 8-7. All the way back from 7-3. Festus takes a one-run lead in the top of the seventh, all thanks to McKenna Templeton. What a monster comeback for the Festus Tigers. McKenna Templeton puts him ahead. And with the way Ellsworth has been pitching, she has retired the last 8 batters. Lutheran South will have a tough time in the bottom half of the inning to keep their season alive. Here's Hunter Ellsworth, first pitch. No good. Second pitch, driven out towards center, over the head of Nichols, and over the fence. Hunter Ellsworth, she's been doing the nasty in the circle, and she's been doing it with the stick as well. Hits one to straightaway center, clears the fence by an inch, and Festus leads 10-7. What a beautiful swing and a beautiful drive for Hunter Ellsworth. Her third hit of the afternoon. Her fifth home run of the season. 10-7 Tigers. Unbelievable. You got to feel a little bad for Atchison, the sophomore lefty for Lutheran South. She has given up a 10 spot. Her coach has left her in, despite the 2 home runs that Festus has off of her. Here's Bailey Probst, the batter. Fouls one just over the screen behind home plate. It's 1-0. So Festus given the lead by McKenna Templeton's RBI single, followed up by a Hunter Ellsworth 2-run home run. All with 2 outs, no less. Yes, think about that. 2-out rally for the Festus Tigers. Probst takes the ball. It's 1-1. Next pitch, in on the hands. Rolls on it. Kicks off the fence on the front of the dugout, third base side. 2-2. Beg your pardon, 1-2. St. Louis Notre Dame, the 3 seed, and DeSoto, the 6 seed in this Class 3 District 2 tournament, are still warming up behind the outfield fence. They are next on KJF. Ball low and outside from Atchison. 2-2 now. The count with 2 outs, nobody on for the Tigers. They lead 10-7. 2-2. Foul tip off the instep of the left foot of the catcher, Kramer. Umpire checks in on her, and she says she's okay. So a Paige Perry grand slam in the top of the 6th to tie it up at 7 apiece. A go-ahead RBI single by McKenna Templeton, and then a 2-run jack to straightaway center by Hunter Ellsworth. And the Tigers have scored a touchdown and an extra point in the last 2 innings. By the way, 2-2 misses. 3-2 now. Atchison delivers. Ball off the screws there towards short. Amelia Stone has it, throws to first in time for out number 3. All right, catch your breath. I'm going to try to catch mine. 10-7 Tigers. We head to the bottom of the 7th. Lutheran South. Oh, my, how the tables have turned. They're down to their final 3 outs in the season. We'll see if Festus can get the job done and move on to the semis of this Class 3 District 2 tournament. We'll find out with you next in 1 minute on KJF.
Hi, it's Hannah. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, when you buy an LS tractor, you aren't getting the knockoff. You are getting to buy direct. Direct from the major brand maker, not the middleman. That's exactly why LS puts more standard features on the LS tractors and why you get the longer, better warranty with the best price. The best price because you won't be paying the middleman and you won't be paying those franchise fees. LS Tractor does offer the best warranty and buyer after buyer knows that to be true. When you buy an LS tractor from Kohl's Tractor, you are buying direct, because we buy direct. You aren't buying the knockoff that others claim. You are cutting out the middleman, plain and simple. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with LS Tractors and Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
See Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32, or give them a call at 573-756-4353. That's 573-756-4353. And don't forget to check them out on Facebook.
Matt Greenwood with you on AM 1400 KJF. 10-7 lead for the Tigers. Line shot off the bat of Amelia Stone, and Abby Rickerman snags it. The shortstop makes the catch for out number 1. Amelia Stone has been a troublemaker this afternoon for Lutheran South, and she almost caused a little more trouble, but Abby Rickerman there to catch the line drive for out number one. 10-7 lead for Festus. Bottom of the seventh. And the batter now is Emma Heskett. And Ellsworth had some bad footing on her landing foot as she pitched the ball, and it wound up kind of rolling into home plate. One ball and no strikes. Ellsworth, with the sun shining brightly in her eyes, comes in with a changeup around the knees for a strike one call to Emma Heskett, the tall righty. Winner of this game advances to take on Hillsborough in the semifinals of the Class 3 District 2 tournament tomorrow at 4:30. Festus has the three-run advantage, and there's one out in the bottom of the seventh. And once again, Ellsworth misses low and in, 2-1. Ellsworth, a big reason why the Tigers are up 10-7. She had a two-run home run in the top of the seventh with two outs. Here comes the 2-1 from the righty. Ball ridden out. Right field, Anna Armin, who was in shallow, goes back, and on the stretch, the right fielder makes the catch. Out number two, Anna Armin. Good backtrack in there. Peering into the sun at the last second. Reaches up with all of her 5'2" frame and makes the catch for out number two. And the Tigers are one out away from advancing to the semis. Here's Anna Hannah Kramer. Pitch. Changeup outside corner, you betcha. 0-1. Ten straight set down by Hunter Ellsworth in relief for Festus. Drops in a curve on the outside corner. 0-2. Be sure to stick around for postgame. I'm sure Coach Montgomery is going to be smiling from ear to ear. We'll get him on for you. If Festus is able to hang on, Ellsworth coming home with the 0-2. Off the end of the bat, you got to be kidding me. Lands fair just inside the right field line. And the Lancers have a runner aboard with two down. Still down to their final out. And here comes Sarah Sweeney. It was 7-3, mind you. 7-3 Lutheran South in the top of the sixth before a grand slam from Paige Perry tied us up. And then a three spot for Festus in the top of the seventh to give them a 10-7 lead. Batter is Sweeney. First pitch, fouls it off the turf, off her body. It's 0-1. Still got another game to come. St. Louis, Notre Dame, and DeSoto are going to have a lot to live up to. This has been frantic and fantastic. 0-1 to Sweeney. Curve outside from Ellsworth in the righty. Has a 1-1 count. The long ball playing in this result so far. The 1-1. Outside fastball called strike two. And Lutheran South down to their final strike. Ellsworth looks into the dugout. Puts the ball into her brown leather mitt. Light brown. Delivers. Ball lifted. Left field. That'll drop. In between the left fielder and the center fielder, around second, and going to third is Kramer. The throw into third, one hops the runner and gets over into foul territory. Run's going to score. Runner from second trying to get to third, and they throw back to second, and she slides back in safely head first. Sarah Sweeney gets an RBI on a single, able to get into second on the throw into third. And now here comes Aaron Atchison, and Festus needs time, and so do I. We all need time here. Catch our breath. 10-8, the new score. Coach Montgomery, he knows. He knows. He's been doing this a very long time. He knows he's got to come out and talk to him. So here he is, talking just behind the rubber. What a crazy series of events for just a run there for Lutheran South. Give me a second to score that one. We'll call that a single for Sweeney. And then going into second base, I'll correct myself from earlier. She went into second on the throw to third. So we'll put that down as a throw from the shortstop. And then Kramer scores on the throwing error by the shortstop. So 10-8 the score. Everyone back where they need to be. Bottom of the seventh, two away. The batter is Aaron Atchison, the sophomore lefty. First pitch swing and pops it up on the infield. Backtracking, Abby Rickerman. And how about that? Abby Rickerman secures the final out of the inning. And that is the ball game, and the Tigers are victorious 10-7. Festus is on to the Class 3 District 2 semifinals. And what better way to end it than Abby Rickerman, senior leader, making the final grab. Grand slam, top of the sixth. Two-run home run, Hunter Ellsworth, top of the seventh. And the Tigers are victorious in a thrilling come-from-behind victory here at Windsor High School and Imperial. We got your post-game show next.
What was that noise? What's she out there doing? Flying around on her broom again.
Good call on McDonald's for lunch.
Yeah, let's eat.
Okay, we have the, oh yeah, for me.
Can you hand me my,
Yep, and here are a couple of woot-woots to share.
I love my woo-hoo!
Oh, sounds like Stacy went to McDonald's too.
Celebrate the Cardinals with a Big Mac for $1 when you buy one at regular price. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Valid for product of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Hi, it's Hannah. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, when you buy an LS tractor, you aren't getting the knockoff. You are getting to buy direct. Direct from the major brand maker, not the middleman. That's exactly why LS puts more standard features on the LS tractors and why you get the longer, better warranty with the best price. The best price because you won't be paying the middleman and you won't be paying those franchise fees. LS Tractor does offer the best warranty and buyer after buyer knows that to be true. When you buy an LS Tractor from Kohl's Tractor, you are buying direct because we buy direct. You aren't buying the knockoff that others claim. You are cutting out the middleman, plain and simple. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with LS Tractors and Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
See Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32, or give them a call at 573-756-4353. That's 573-756-4353. And don't forget to check them out on Facebook.
Gateway Motors in Fredericktown, Missouri invites you to come on down and let us help you find your next vehicle. Purchasing a car, SUV, or truck can be an overwhelming experience. The Gateway crew will help you find the right vehicle for your personal or family needs. We offer 24-month or less, no-interest loans for qualified buyers. Come on down to 509 Lincoln Drive and let us help you find a reliable vehicle that fits your wallet.
Are you ready to give your dreams a new address? Whether you're looking to buy or build, the First State Community Bank lending team can help you get there. We'll connect you with the right loan, the right lender, and when all is said and done, the right home for you. Get in touch with your local FSCB lender at fscb.com/welcomehome or see us in Farmington, Park Hills, Bonterre, Deloge, or Terre de Lac to get started on your journey to homeownership. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 412605.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 5-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training. If your application is approved, you'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851
Everybody's going home, pool, and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
You love to shop.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Take advantage of our everyday low prices, where prices are always 50% off MSRP. From home decor to living rooms, bedrooms, dining room sets, stop by and check out our inventory and already low prices.
We have four different types of financing available.
And remember, the military always receive a discount at Patsy's Furniture.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's. Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJFF. I know we were away for a little while, but I'm still trying to catch my breath. Festus with a dramatic, monstrous comeback on the Lutheran South Lancers in the opening round of this Class 3 District 2 softball tournament. 10-7, your final score. Festus winners. And so Festus moves on in the Class 3 District 2 tournament to the semifinals. Guess who their opponent is? Top seed Hillsborough. So that'll be a nice little rivalry matchup. And good ball game there, of course. Of course, Festus and Hillsborough in the same conference, big rivals. You know they've played softball already this year. Hillsborough got the best of the Tigers 11-3. But Festus is going to come in fully confident, ready to take on the Hawks, and that'll be tomorrow at 4:30 right here on AM 1400 KJFF. Guess what? We got another game to go. We have St. Louis Notre Dame, the 3 seed in this tournament, and DeSoto, the 6 seed. I don't know how much more of this I can take. I don't know how much more of this you can take. We're going to take it in, and we're going to have ourselves a good ball game, hopefully, between St. Louis Notre Dame and DeSoto. That's anticipated for about 6:40. Anticipating a 6:40 start, potentially a few minutes beforehand. Right now we're just waiting for Jeff Montgomery, head coach of the Festus Tigers, to get through the crowd of players who he's giving a post-game talk to. Then I'm sure some fans are going to want to say hello. And then he'll be up and he'll chat with us about this incredible come-from-behind victory for the Festus Tigers. Now, I know throughout the years Coach Montgomery has seen some comebacks. They happen. However, we're in a district tournament where the entire season hangs in the balance. One pitch, one misplayed grounder, one misplayed fly ball could just turn the game on its head. One swing of the bat could turn the game on its head. Paige Perry gave us that at-bat today. With the Tigers down 7-3 in the top of the sixth, Paige Perry hit a grand slam to straightaway center. That tied us up at 7-7. Sophomore Aaron Atchison had pitched a beautiful ball game until that very moment when Paige Perry got the best of her. So, bottom of the sixth, Hunter Ellsworth, who came in relief of Morgan Green with two outs in the third inning, retires 10 in a row. Sure, there's a little traffic on the bases in the bottom of the seventh as Lutheran South able to get one more run before it was all said and done. So it's actually a final score of 10-8. So pardon me, I said 10-7. 10-8 our final score. And now we've got Coach Montgomery up here in the press box. But to finish off the recap, after Hunter Ellsworth in the bottom of the sixth gets a 1-2-3 frame, her teammate right in front of her, McKenna Templeton, gives Festus the lead with an RBI single with two outs. We're going to talk about the Morgan Green at bat here in a second with Coach, because that two-out rally doesn't happen without that double on a one-ball, two-strike pitch. But anyway, Templeton gives Festus the 8-7 lead, and then Hunter Ellsworth says, well, I've been doing great things in the circle. I might as well do something even greater with the bat, and she did. She had a two-run home run to straightaway center, 10-7 lead, all momentum on Festus' side. Lutheran South musters a run in the bottom of the seventh, but it's not enough. Coach Montgomery, where do you begin with this one? That was too much for me. I don't know about you.
Yeah, it was. You know, we were kind of tested there a little bit. You know, falling behind, make a lot of mistakes, but you know, survive in advance. you know, luckily we made plays there when we had to, and we had some good at-bats the last couple innings, and, you know, luckily came through there in the clutch.
Let's go with a conversation on the Paige Perry Grand Slam. Templeton gets on base with a single. Ellsworth gets on base with a single. Bailey Probst works a very tough full-count walk. And then Paige Perry says, hey, Aaron Atchison, I'm still here. And you got a lot of great power in the bottom of your order there with Paige Perry. She rides one to straightaway center, hit it a mile, and there you go. You're tied 7-7. Talk about that moment.
She got a good pitch to hit, you know, and she worked the count, you know, and again, a lot of our kids, you know, if they can get the ball in the air, they're going to have success, but they got to hit, they got to swing at a good pitch. You know, we got a pretty deep lineup, Paige batting in that spot there. We got her down there for a reason to have a little length in that lineup, and just a quality at bat and a great swing, and extending the inning like Bailey Probst did there, drawing that walk was pretty big too.
Coach, I need some emotion from you on that grand slam. When you saw it clear the fence, you had to have been jumping up and down. It maybe not on the exterior, but on the interior, definitely, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was. I was pretty happy for him because, you know, the first three innings, really nothing went real well. And Morgan Green was really wearing it, you know, pretty hard on her shoulder there with those walks and pretty hard on herself. And the kids were kind of starting to question, you know, what – you know, is there going to be a tomorrow? So, you know, when you get to that point, and we're a young team, so confidence is a big thing with us. And, you know, but we got some capable kids. I really thought we'd get some good swings on their pitcher, and we finally did.
Again, you win this one 10-8 over Lutheran South. You advance to the semifinals. You'll take on the top seed Hillsboro tomorrow at 4:30. We'll have the action here. But let's talk about the two moments that I referenced at the beginning of this conversation. That is the Morgan Green one-ball, two-strike count, double into the gap in left field. Mm-hmm. Two batters later, after the McKenna Templeton go-ahead RBI, here's Hunter Ellsworth, who in relief was doing a marvelous job of keeping Lutheran South at bay, comes up and rips a two-run home run to straightaway center as well.
Yeah, it's just, you know, Hunter Ellsworth's a freshman. She hit a walk-off home run in the ninth inning in a tournament about a month ago. She's done this two or three times in some clutch spots where she's just crushed a ball. And, you know, was I surprised? I could kind of feel the momentum shifting there. And, you know, these kids, if we can get them in a position where they swing at a good pitch, as I mentioned, you know, good things can happen. Morgan Green dives into everything. You know, she's very aggressive. She got 40 RBIs this year. I mean, you talk about, you know, the kind of at-bats she's put together for our team, you know, this kind of come out of nowhere, been our three-hitter. Just without her, I don't, you know, we would have had hardly any runs driven in there in top of the order. So not surprised she stayed on a pitch. You know, the big thing there for her was not swinging at something up, and she got something off the plate, but it was down so she could drive it to the gap.
Coach, this is a tough call for our Applebee's player of the game because we have the grand slam that basically shifted all momentum to your side, but we also have Hunter Ellsworth at one point retiring 10 straight and then giving you more insurance than you probably could have hoped for with that two-run home run in the top of the seventh. I like it when a player combines with pitching and hitting, and for me it's Hunter Ellsworth, but Paige Perry makes a strong case for herself.
Absolutely. You know, you know, both those kids, Hunter came in there. You know, what's really worked out really well is Morgan's pitched most of the ball games the last 10 days or so, and that may have played to our advantage. Hunter was very rested, ended up being pretty dynamic, and spotted three pitches. And when she's spotting three pitches there, that gave us some, that gave us a lot better shape to set up some hitters. Morgan was a little bit disappointed herself. You know, she wasn't able to get any movement and spot any pitches, and so it was very frustrating. So they sat on their fastball. So, yeah, Hunter came in, did a good job, that's for sure.
Certainly did. Coach, you live to fight another day. Hillsboro tomorrow in the semis. Just your quick thought on that rematch. I know you guys lost to them 11-3, but they haven't really played a full game in quite a while. That could play to your advantage.
Yeah, I hope
especially
so.
Especially with this kind of win.
I mean, yeah. They're the one seed. You know, they've got a very good team. They're very talented. You know, hopefully we can play spoiler. And, you know, they probably got a little pressure on them being the one. I've been in that position a number of times before. It's not always the most fun thing to be in that position because you're kind of expected to win. You know, our kids, I think if we can play with confidence and continue to be hungry and would hang around tomorrow, we'll have a shot.
Coach, congratulations on the win. Give that certificate to Hunter. Let her enjoy a nice free meal on Applebee's behalf. And we'll see you tomorrow, Coach.
Thank you very much, Matt. Appreciate it.
Jeff Montgomery, head coach of the Festus Tigers, victorious here tonight, 10-8 over Lutheran South in the opening round of the Class 3 District 2 tournament, a game that literally took my breath away and I'm sure took a lot of people's breath away as what a fantastic ball game here this afternoon. Again, final score, Festus 10, Lutheran South 8, grand slam, Paige Perry, two-run home run, Hunter Ellsworth. They come in the 6th and the 7th, and Festus hangs on with a pop-up to short to end the ball game. Again, 10-8 final, Festus onto the semis of the Class 3 District 2 tournament. They'll take on the Hillsborough Hawks, the top seed in this tournament, tomorrow at 4:30. As for me and Haley Gross back in the KJF studio, we got another one coming for you. 6-seed DeSoto, 3-seed St. Louis Notre Dame. We'll take a little bit of a lengthier break here. I'm going to run down. I'm going to greet the coaches, get lineups, and when we come back here in about 5 or 6 minutes, we will have pregame of DeSoto and St. Louis Notre Dame. So don't go anywhere. We will have more coverage of Class 3 District 2 softball right here on KJF.